It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. This Thursday, Global Detroit is hosting the Global Great Lakes Network convening in Detroit. Global Detroit works to strengthen the economy of Southeast Michigan through immigration and stronger connections to the global economy. Joining us now is Steve Tabachman, Director of Global Detroit. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what you hope to accomplish during this week's convening.
Well, this is the first convening of programs in Detroit, Cleveland, Dayton, Columbus, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Lansing, as well as Governor Snyder's Global Michigan program. And we have all launched in the last 2 to 3 years with the notion that immigration is an economic opportunity for all of our Rust Belt economies. And so this will be an opportunity for us to share best practices, compare notes, and talk about how we can collaborate to support each other in moving forward so that the Midwest can be the kind of economic powerhouse in the 21st century that it was in the 20th century.
Governor Snyder has talked a lot about how immigration can help Michigan's economy. What specific policies do you think the state should pursue where immigration is concerned?
Well, the most important thing is that we create a welcoming environment, letting the world's talent, investment, and trade know that Michigan and its cities are open for business and that we want to compete and we want the world's most talented employees and entrepreneurs, and that we welcome foreign investment that creates jobs, and also that let the world know about the products and services that we offer here. And we believe that our state and the Metro Detroit area in particular for Global Detroit are wonderful places for people to locate and create a really high-class, a middle-income lifestyle.
Steve, is there something about Michigan and the Rust Belt that makes it particularly suited for growth through immigration?
Absolutely. Michigan tends to attract, in the last few decades, a very highly educated, highly entrepreneurial, and technology class of immigrants. In fact, in Michigan, over the last 10 years, close to a third of our high-tech firms were created by immigrants. We see entrepreneurship rates in Michigan at 3 times the rate for foreign-born individuals than native-born individuals. And with the only state to have lost population in the last 10 years, immigration is a critical factor for our economic future. In order to stabilize our economic future, we need to have new residents, given that we have a rapidly aging population and would expect to lose population but for immigration.
Do you have specific projects going on right now that target bringing some of these highly skilled, highly educated immigrants into the state?
Well, Global Detroit is broad in that it is targeting both highly skilled and highly educated immigrants as well as working class immigrants. We have launched 6 specific initiatives with direct funding lines. Those include the country's first international student retention program, as well as a very ambitious micro-entrepreneurial startup program that targets low-income neighborhoods in Detroit and works both in African-American neighborhoods as well as ethnic and immigrant neighborhoods. We have other initiatives that offer immigration services to immigrants that make the community more welcoming and that target skilled immigrants and make sure that they can connect with the professional opportunities that need their skills. And so we've attracted over $5 million in philanthropic and government funding to our programs and initiatives.
For people who say, we have an employment problem in Michigan, people living in the state right now can't find work, what do you say to those people about immigration and the state's economy?
I think we do have an employment problem, and the answer is that immigration creates jobs. In fact, we're about to complete a study looking particularly at skilled immigrants, and it seems that for every 100 skilled immigrants that come to Michigan, over 300 new jobs get created. And so we believe that given the population loss and given the talent needs for Michigan businesses, that immigration is a critical component to creating more jobs. And in fact, in part, because of our low immigration rates as a state, that we haven't seen the kind of economic growth and population stabilization that other states have seen over the last couple decades.
Steve Tabachman is director of Global Detroit. His organization is hosting the Global Great Lakes Network convening this Thursday at the University of Detroit Mercy. Steve, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Jennifer.